This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. And we thank you for joining us on the program today. Eileen Chapman is our guest. She's with Agape, the executive director, joins us to update us on this organization that helps people falling through the cracks of the social system. Agape's been in operation now for a little over a decade. And as with just about any organization or business right now, or person for that matter, changes have come because of the pandemic. We're going to hear about them today and hear what they are doing to help the hurting during this especially rough time. Thanks for being with us on the program today, Eileen, in these unusual times, which kind of, I imagine, affects Agape in not more than one way. Not only are your services needed more, but it's altered services as well, correct?
That is correct. We closed down the 16th of March because of everybody, the stay-home order. And to be quite frank, our finances were really low, and so I'm not sure how much we could have helped. But we did take questions and concerns over the answering machine, and then we could call them back and tell them whether we could help or not. But basically, my staff was on unemployment during that period of time, and the life essentials that we felt we could do without a problem is food. So we have been doing food distribution. The rest of what we did was not considered, we didn't think, life essential. But the food distribution went every Thursday. We had great volunteers, and we've, I think, really done well.
Things are starting to resume now that
we're getting ready to basically open on Monday. We have the staff here now, and we've got all the protections up, and we've got all the stuff that you need to make sure everybody's safe. We're only taking people by appointment now. They have to call in, and we'll set a time for them that hopefully is convenient for them, and only about two clients in the office at any one time. Just to make sure everybody's safe. It is a big change for us. Our appointments are a half hour each, and we're trying to maintain that because we don't want anybody on the staff sick, and we certainly don't want any of our clients sick.
When it started and you were taking messages, I mean, did the need pick up pretty bad as far as...
It really hasn't, and I think it's because nobody can be evicted until the time period runs out, and I think it was just extended for another week or two. But people really need to start thinking about what they're going to need and make sure they bring all their paperwork and that kind of stuff as they go. They can apply for assistance on our website under the benevolence form. It's there. They can even fill it out, and it will be transferred to us, and we can somewhat be prepared as to when they set up an appointment. But it's new for us, and we just pray that everybody has patience with us as we go through these new procedures, and we're going to help as much as we can. And due to some grants we have received, I think we're really great to be able to help. But we would add that there's some responsibility and accountability that will be had as well. So.
And as we've said in the past with interviews with you, Agape is an organization that kind of helps the people who fall through the cracks. So in this case, there were cracks that were sealed before they got to you.
Right. And, I think they're very grateful for that. Some of them haven't yet received their unemployment, but we can help them with that. And so we're just seeing what the issues are, and we're expecting maybe the issues have increased. But we won't know that till we start the interviews and see where people stand. But I'm praying that the extra money that they got if they were unemployed that they have used to help keep up with bills, and so that they aren't so far behind that we really can't help.
Okay. And now Columbia County, where you're located, is in the yellow phase now, correct?
That is correct. And we're thinking we'll go green this next time.
Okay.
But that doesn't. We just lower some of the boundaries, but not much. We're going to go by appointments until this thing sort of settles down and we can be sure that we can be safe for the client as well as ourselves.
Okay, and that's got to be a big difference for you guys. I mean, every time I've been there, it's a buzz with activity, so it's got to be a change for everybody.
And furniture, you know, we'll start probably in the green phase accepting furniture, but only at certain times, Mondays and Fridays, because we want to spray, and that spray has to stay for a while, and then we can move it to the inventory and then accept more on Monday, and that'll, you know, that kind of a rotation that we've never really had before. We've always sprayed, but not this way because of how long they anticipate this pandemic issue to last once you potentially are in contact. It's supposed to, from what we've researched, that the spray will take away everything that should be dangerous, and if it dries for 3 to 4 days, then we're safe. So that's what we're practicing.
Okay.
And then when we go to deliver furniture for people who need it, we'll take it to their door, but they're going to have to move it into the house themselves for a while.
Like any other organization or business right now, everybody's kind of playing it by ear and figuring out to apply the proper protocols.
Exactly, and sometimes you start something and then they change some of the ideas because they keep learning more and more and more as this goes on, which is good. They're keeping us up to date as to what we need to do to protect everybody. So we're paying attention to that, and hopefully it works out. But we've had some great, great volunteers that have come in to help us with the food distribution. We're doing a drive-through, which we've never done before, but we're finding that works extremely well. And the food is distributed with our Fresh Express program from the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank. And we have just received notice last week, and last week is our first distribution of Farmer Mufi's vegetable and fruit boxes, and they're awesome. We received like 750 last week. We're probably going to get around 650 this week, and he's just been awesome for us. The last total of how much we've given out in food was 104 tons as of last week. So that's pretty good for our little distribution.
Okay. And for folks not that familiar with Agape, I mean, you date back to in people's minds to 2006, but you started operation in 2009. Okay.
We were here not for the 2006 flood, but for the 2011 flood. So we were organized and opened in July of 2009. So we're sort of in our 10th year.
Okay, and you kind of got adapted to things, and then it all came at you at once with the flood. But that's, I think, how a lot of people became aware as well.
Absolutely. If it were, you know how they say that Joseph said, you may have meant it for harm, but God meant it for good, and that's what happened with the 2011 flood. So many people had a tragedy, but Agape, because the commissioners gave us the title of a flood recovery center, we just boomed and have really been well endowed by God. Every time there seems to be a crisis for us financially or whatever, he just comes through at the last minute, and we've learned to appreciate his last-minute timing. The biggest one was we were almost out of money in March, and First Columbia Bank came up and asked if we would mind if they put $25,000 into our bank account. And, of course, I didn't want them to do that. But I said, go ahead and do that, and they did. And then several days later, I got a call saying that they were going to put on the Teen Star concert through virtual, I guess it was Facebook. And it was awesome because they agreed to match the first $25,000. And due to their efforts and the wonderful team kids that participated, we ended with $106,000.
Wow.
That's just remarkable. And then we have received also from Central Susquehanna Community Disaster Fund some money, and from the First Community Partnership up in Williamsport for the Montour area as well. So we're really appreciative of how people are supporting us. It's been really a godsend,
so
literally.
So that recently you were financially struggling, and now things have just in the nick of time have kind of been coming
exactly.
through.
Exactly. It couldn't have happened at a better time. God's planning is perfect.
And I'm sure you guys see that every day with working at Agape. Like we've said before, no one's getting rich working there. It's definitely something that comes from all of your hearts.
No, it's our staff are basically low income, and they get very few benefits. They get their wages, and they get 3 weeks vacation. We cannot afford health care. We can't afford other things that they more than deserve. But they're here, and they believe in serving the Lord in the community, and they do just that. Volunteers are also awesome. Just the limited programming that we've been doing since we closed on the 16th of March is the Fresh Express. And as of last week, we had 1,481 staff hours, and the volunteers were 3,100 hours of volunteers who have come forth to help the community as well.
And certainly people may hear this and want to help, but how they can help probably has changed as well as far as donations and stuff.
Right now we're just doing, as I say, the Fresh Express. Okay. However, we are looking for 2 paid staff to do warehouse. It's not the salary isn't or the wages aren't very high, but we really need 2. We lost our 2 during the pandemic, and it's a great loss to us, so we do need some warehouse help during the week, Monday, Tuesday, and Friday at least. We'd love it for Thursday as well, but we can adjust hours maybe if somebody would volunteer to be volunteer paid, I guess you would call it.
And your website is a good place to go to see how you're doing things, what you're doing, what you need, that sort of thing?
Yes, and also our Facebook page.
All right, and that's give me the website address again.
Website is www.agape-pa.org.
Okay, but if you Google Agape Bloomsburg or
right.
Agape,
should come up. Yep.
Yeah, you'll find it that way.
And our full name is if they get confused, our full name is Agape Love from Above to Our Community.
Anything people can do to help right now? Are you taking donations of any kind, or is that kind of on hold?
Yeah, when we get into the green, we will start our clothing distribution and collection. And as I say, with furniture, they can bring in furniture Mondays and Fridays. And then we'll spray them and do what we have to do. And then if they need furniture, they can come pick it up themselves, or we can deliver to their doors. And then they have to get the furniture in the house themselves. But you can come and help for Fresh Express. Just show up, and we'll put you to work. That's Thursdays from about, I'd say, 9:30 to 4 o'clock. So, and then you can just come in ordinarily, fill out a volunteer application, which you can also find on the website. And if you want to work on a regular basis, a couple hours a week or a month, why, just let us know, and we'll try to put you to work during the normal programming that we have when we finally go to that. Well, thank you very much, and we really appreciate what the community's support, and it's just been awesome in a sense when everybody is sort of down and out and you know, sort of stay at home. And I think some good's come out of that. Families are getting to know each other and do things together that they would never have done before. So I think there's some good that has come out of this pandemic. We're much more of a community, even though we have a good community. I think it's increased.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.